On the show today, we have Green Pass very own Jesse Garrison and Alabama Credit Union's Jackie Johnson talking about how the credit unions, their social media engagement has increased 20% using Green Pass social media and marketing templates. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here, CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have quite the credit union success story. I'm going to introduce the lovely lady to my right, or I never know, it's always reverse when I do the recording, so I never know where to point, but right next to me is Jackie Johnson from Alabama One Credit Union. Jackie, how are you today?
I am doing well, Michael. Thank you so much, and I'm excited to be here. So.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. I'm glad you were excited. We're excited to have you, and right below us here is Jesse Garrison from GreenPath. Jesse, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. You guys, thank you. I mean, I know you guys are super busy this time of the year, but I appreciate the time that you're giving us to share your story. And Jesse, I'm going to start with you. Give us a quick summary on how GreenPath helps credit. Give us a quick 30-second elevator speech, and then we'll dive into the details here.
So GreenPath is a nonprofit organization, and we're focused on education and financial wellness. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to empower people to lead financially healthy lives. So we partner with credit unions because they very well mesh with the same mission. So we want to help people and empower people to have the financially healthy lives and provide the education and steps to get there.
Right on, right on. And the topic today is social media engagement increased at Alabama One 20% using GreenPath's templates. So Jackie, so I'm going to step back a little bit here. So what kind of issues were you guys experiencing at Alabama One that kind of prompted you to look in this direction, look in GreenPath's direction?
Sure. And actually, I don't know if there was necessarily an issue. Our financial wellness department is brand new, two years this year. And so we started, I came aboard in 2019, January of 2019. And prior to that, probably about 3 to 6 months before that, our board and our leadership team kind of got together and said, you know what, we need to do more. We need to give back. We need to do more things for the community. People are now in these financial woes. How can we help them? And so they talked about bringing on a financial wellness and having a financial wellness department. Mm-hmm. So our CEO, Bill Wells, this is his baby. This is his from the beginning. And he said, we need a financial wellness person to lead this charge. So on to January 2019, I came aboard and we were like, where do we go? This is all brand new. What are we going to do? And so prior to me coming, we heard about GreenPath, and I just kind of reached out to them and said, hey, let's talk. What do you all have to offer? And so that's kind of how we teamed up with them, which then brought about, after probably 6 to 8 months, we still had really no social media presence. But then when we really, really utilized our partnership with GreenPath, was when we began to see that 20% increase.
Ah, okay, okay. Yeah. And Jesse, can you give us a kind of a quick rundown on how you guys helped Alabama One here? Because obviously there's the templates that we're talking about earlier. So what exactly did you guys do to help out Alabama One? And then I'll get your perspective as well, Jackie.
Absolutely.
In December 2019, we launched a GreenPath Partner Center. So for our credit union members, our credit union partners, mm-hmm. they have access to templates for social media, email blasts, web page content, articles, newsletters, emails, I think I said already. So just providing a bunch of content that was easily accessible to our credit union partners that they can then easily turn around and blast out to their membership without having to recreate the wheel.
And so, Jackie, what made this a success? What kind of got the wheels going here with the momentum and kind of a snowball effect, it sounds like? So what made it a success?
Sure. So Jesse spoke to the Partner Center. And when we started looking, let me just dive in here and see. Because right now, at that time, I was a department of one. And so I was like, how can I do all of these things, engage in social media, you know, do all these things. And so when I opened up the Partner Center and at the portal, I was like, wow, this is great. Because literally GreenPath says, here's your content.
Right.
Here's your graphic. Go post it.
Wow.
How easy is that, right? And so just even financial tips, and it might be, you know, start your budget today, relook at your budget every 30 days, something similar to that nature. Mm-hmm. And then here's a cute little graphic to go with it. Or anything about debit and, you know, credit card debt. It may be somebody looking like, oh, you know, and it's like, life is not over. You know, you can have a successful financial life or what have you. And we just took those and we put them on all of our social media platforms. And it also helped our marketing department, because if not, they would have had to come up with those things, right?
Right.
So hats off to GreenPath, because it was all there and we just put it out there like it was ours. And we were able to co-brand a lot of things and own it. So.
And so the reaction from your members, obviously, well, they reacted.
Absolutely.
In a big way. So, I mean, yeah, can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, the 20% increase and what else is... Any other kind of
results? So what we began to see is really our members responding more and to going to our website, right? Looking at what our website looks like. And on our website, we have a, if you want a FinWell, we call it FinWell, FinWell Checkup, Financial Wellness Checkup, contact us. And early on, we probably had maybe one every 2 or 3 months. And then there have been times, depending upon what we're posting and when we're posting, we may have 5 to 6 in a week. Which is like, whoa, right? And it hasn't been every week, but, you know, a week here, maybe a week off, and a week here. So very excited about that, that our members are saying, your one particular member, and I'm going to read this real quick, she just said, your post on budgeting last week made me decide to call you.
Right on.
Right?
That's what you want.
Yeah, and that's what we want. And mm-hmm. so when she called, and then she's come in, she's met with me one-on-one, and now we're on the path to helping her to a better financial life, which is amazing. And she's listening, right? She's like, oh, okay. So all you have to do is, you know, it's discipline and listening to what we say. So that's kind of been some of our feedback from our members.
Oh, that's awesome. I love, yeah, that's so cool. When you get direct feedback like that, that's just, that's gold, man, especially for you guys, for sure.
Absolutely.
And Jesse, I mean, what makes these, I guess, for lack of better terminology, posts, I mean, the templates that you guys, what makes them so effective that they get reactions like what happened with Jackie at Alabama One? What makes them so effective?
Well, we have a whole marketing team that works on it, and we are consistently looking forward to what's next, or, you know, what are some national topics and, you know, different, you know, history months or education months, housing topics, and relating those topics to the information that we're sharing, mm-hmm. and making it really easy for plug and play. Like Jackie said, they can co-brand it, mm-hmm. and make it ease out. And really that taking that first step, call and ask for help. Whether you're calling GreenPath or you're calling your local credit union, call and ask for help so you can mm-hmm. get to the next step to achieve your goals.
Yeah, is there always like a call to action? I'm assuming there's a call to action with each of these as well, which kind of prompts the member to go, hey, you know what? I should probably call the credit union and check this out, you know? So
exactly.
So what's next for you guys? Jackie, what's next on the horizon here? Because it sounds like you guys have really built a nice foundation here. You got generated a lot of interest. And so what's next? What are we even kind of heading into the holiday season? I'm sure there's some great messaging there as well.
Absolutely. Two things really, because of, you know, where we are in 2020 with COVID and that kind of thing, it has prompted us to do a lot of, you know, more webinars. Some of those webinars are produced here at Alabama One by our team. And then some are we just use from GreenPath. GreenPath also have webinars that we can just launch out there and put for our members and team members. But what we also kind of came around with was FinTalk. And we're actually right now in the middle of kind of making sure that that is our own by trademarking that, but FinTalk is basically a monthly, just us being on camera, talking to our members or non-members about everything financial. It could be a topic on, again, budgeting. It could be on credit. It could just be on, you know, how do you, you know, student loans, those type things. So FinTalk is on the horizon for us. Actually, Jesse will be recording with us hopefully in December. And so we normally record and then we'll push it out a couple of weeks later after editing and all those things. And then the second thing is really just trying to, we're using GreenPath's newsletters that they put out once a month. and we are co-branding those to go out via email, which is amazing. Again, anytime we can touch as many of our members as we possibly can, keep it in front of them, because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And so doing that, but with the holidays coming up, the December recording with Jesse and Green Path, we're going to talk about how do you move into 2021, you know, making sure you're not spending too much or overspending in December. And if you do, it's okay. You know, some people, it happens. And so how do you get beyond that? How do you move into 2021 and look at your financial picture and make it better? So those are the two things.
Right on, right on. And as you're talking, Jackie, I'm thinking that you guys aren't just a credit union that's providing loans and, you know, a place to keep people's money and manage it. But you guys are, I mean, which is fantastic, but you guys are also positioning yourselves as a financial resource for folks out there with this really helpful educational content. Is that kind of the goal as well with you guys?
Yes, absolutely it is. And one of the things mentioning with, based on what you just said, to your point, we have, and we just did this last week, and I finally recovered. Jesse knows I've been working on this, but we do a conference each year called Bridge Builders. This is our second year doing this, and basically we are bringing together, building a bridge with three pillars in the community, faith, education, and the nonprofit sector. And so we do this conference every year, even though they're like, oh, it's going to be all about finance. And it's really not. It's really about life. It's about how do we bring these three segments together to make life better for everyone. So speaking to your point about, you know, not just loans, mortgages, you know, checking out savings accounts and that kind of thing. We really are a community, a credit union that wants to give more to our community. And we do that with these things that we're doing, you know, the Bridge Builders Conference. We do it with our financial wellness program. And it's key for our CEO and our leadership that we are not just that credit union that, you know, takes money in and gives money out, but we do more. And so we're excited about it. Very excited.
Now you're really setting yourself apart from the rest, you know, and just by being there and providing this information. Oh gosh. Wow. Good stuff. Jesse, I mean, and obviously you guys providing a lot of this content as well is really helping out credit unions with this, with the goal of becoming this financial resource for their community. So that's a nice pat on the back for you guys as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And as our goal and our mission is to empower people to lead financially healthy lives, it's, starts with what's next, what is your goal, how do you get there? And so we want to partner with you as a member, you as a customer, as a client, and our partners in credit unions to get to those people so we can help to take that next step, whatever that next step is, because everyone is in their own journey in their own place. Everyone has their own goal. So we're going to remix the American dream so it works for everyone. And you have to figure out what your goals are, and we're going to help you to find that journey to financial wellness.
Mm-hmm. And what we've been through this year, oh my gosh, this stuff is so, so helpful. Holy smokes. We can take all the information we can use. Oh my gosh. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Anything else to add? Jackie, anything else to, any final words here?
I would like to mention, just on GreenPath's behalf, the majority of their services are free. I think Jesse did not mention that, but I will plug that in. there is a service that if you choose to take on that service, there could be a cost. But calling there, speaking with their team, getting information on student loans and budgeting and credit and all those things, initially all of those services are free. You decide if you want to take it to the next level. So Jesse, I didn't know if you were going to say that, but I think it's so amazing. And I think that we need to let the audience know that not only is Alabama One Credit Union, but GreenPath, we're both out there to do as much, to give back as much as we possibly can. And so I just wanted to mention that not only is our services free, but their services are free as well.
Awesome. Great message. Great message. Jesse, do you have anything else to wrap up on that note? I think we lost Jesse.
Did we lose her?
She's frozen.
I know she is frozen. Well, I think I might have said it all, but GreenPath is amazing. And we will continue our partnership with them for years to come. So I think it's awesome. Indeed.